a family-owned company with a different DNA from the corporate cruise lines, and a casino structure that reflects it. MSC Cruises occupies a position in the cruise industry that is worth understanding before you apply. It is the world's largest privately owned cruise line, the third largest overall after Carnival Corporation and Royal Caribbean Group, and it is owned and operated by the Aponte Diamant family, who also control Mediterranean Shipping Company, the world's largest container shipping company. The family ownership is not just background information. It shapes the culture, the decision-making, and the structure of employment in ways that are different from the corporate governance of its larger competitors. The fleet. MSC currently operates 23 ships, with more on the way. The fleet ranges from older, smaller classic ships to some of the largest passenger vessels afloat. Understanding which ship you are joining matters. Privileges, amenities, and the character of the onboard environment vary widely across the fleet. World-class, largest, newest. MSC World America launched April 2025, approximately 6,762 passengers, approximately 220,000 GT. MSC World Europa launched December 2022, approximately 6,762 passengers, approximately 215,863 GT. MSC World Asia, scheduled 2026. Meraviglia Plus Class. MSC Grandiosa, approximately 6,334 passengers, approximately 181,541 GT. MSC Virtuosa, approximately 6,334 passengers, approximately 181,541 GT. MSC Euribia, approximately 6,334 passengers, approximately 181,541 GT. Meraviglia Class. MSC Meraviglia, approximately 5,714 passengers, approximately 171,598 GT. MSC Bellissima, approximately 5,714 passengers, approximately 171,598 GT. Seaside EVO Class. MSC Seashore, approximately 5,877 passengers, approximately 169,400 GT. MSC Seascape, approximately 5,877 passengers, approximately 169,400 GT. Seaside Class. MSC Seaside, approximately 5,179 passengers, approximately 160,000 GT. MSC Seaview, approximately 5,179 passengers, approximately 160,000 GT. Fantasia Class. MSC Splendida, approximately 3,959 passengers, approximately 137,936 GT. MSC Fantasia, approximately 3,959 passengers, approximately 137,936 GT. MSC Preziosa, approximately 3,502 passengers, approximately 137,936 GT. MSC Divina, approximately 3,502 passengers, approximately 137,936 GT. Musica Class. MSC Orchestra, approximately 3,013 passengers, approximately 92,409 GT. MSC Musica, approximately 3,013 passengers, approximately 92,409 GT. MSC Poesia, approximately 3,013 passengers, approximately 92,409 GT. MSC Magnifica, approximately 3,013 passengers, approximately 95,128 GT. Lyrica Class, older, smaller. MSC Opera, approximately 2,679 passengers, approximately 65,591 GT. MSC Lyrica, approximately 2,679 passengers, approximately 65,591 GT. MSC Sinfonia, approximately 2,546 passengers, approximately 65,542 GT. MSC Armonia, approximately 2,520 passengers, approximately 65,542 GT. The fleet is growing rapidly. MSC World Asia is scheduled for 2026. MSC World Atlantic for 2027, and further world-class vessels through 2030. The company has stated ambitions to more than double its annual passenger count by 2030. Casino structure and pay. MSC's casino operation differs from the Carnival model in one important way. There is no tip pool. Dealers keep the tips generated on their own ship rather than contributing to a fleet-wide pool. For dealers on high-traffic ships with strong gratuity income, this is a straightforward benefit. For those on quieter itineraries, there is no pooled safety net. The arrangement cuts both ways. If you join MSC as a non-Italian dealer, your compensation will generally be comparable to other dealers on the ship in terms of base pay plus tips. The bigger differentiation occurs at management level, where individual contracts based on experience and negotiation can produce real variation in earnings. Casino management. Casino management earns commission on top of salary, the management level equivalent of what tips represent to dealers. This is the main incentive structure for managers above the dealer tier. Supervisors. Supervisors sit between the two models. MSC has experimented with different payment structures for supervisors over the years. At various points, sharing tips with dealers, being placed on a commission structure, or combinations of both. This arrangement may have been updated since any particular version of the information you encounter was current. Before signing a supervisor or management contract, confirm the exact current structure directly with the HR office. This is one area where the specifics matter and where assuming continuity from older information can lead to surprises. The language question. MSC is an Italian company founded by an Italian family, and the Italian identity is present throughout the culture of the ships. You will hear Italian spoken around you. There may be informal pressure from some colleagues or managers to use Italian in conversation. The official working language of MSC ships, however, is English. This is stated policy, not informal convention. If English is specified as the official language in your contract and in shipped documentation, you are not required to work in Italian regardless of what individuals may suggest. This is worth knowing before you board, because the informal cultural pressure can feel more authoritative than it is. What makes MSC different from corporate lines? Several aspects of working for MSC reflect the family ownership structure in practical ways. Procedures and manuals. MSC casinos do not have the level of detailed procedural documentation that you would find at larger corporate lines, like Carnival or Royal Caribbean. The operational framework exists, but it is less formally codified. This is improving over time, and the company is developing its procedures as the fleet grows. Whether this feels like a benefit or a limitation depends on your experience and preference. Less procedure means more flexibility and less bureaucratic friction, but it also means less formal protection if something ambiguous happens at the table and there is no clear written standard to point to. No stock purchase program. MSC is privately owned by a family. There is no publicly traded stock and therefore no employee stock purchase program of the kind that Carnival offered its crew. As a long-term employment consideration, this means the financial upside that comes with accumulating discounted company stock over multiple contracts is not available. Whether this makes MSC a more or less attractive long-term employer depends on how you weight compensation structure against other factors: working conditions, ship quality, itineraries. It is not positive or negative. It is a structural difference to factor in. Port duties. On some cruise lines, casino and other staff are occasionally required to perform duties during port calls, assisting with operations, covering shipside responsibilities, which can mean missing a port. On MSC, casino staff generally have no such port duties. When the ship docks, the port is yours. For crew who join the industry partly for the travel, this is a tangible day-to-day quality of life benefit. The outsourcing history. Some years ago, MSC outsourced the operation of its casino department to an external company. The arrangement did not produce satisfactory results, and MSC's head office eventually terminated that contract and brought casino management back in-house. The current casino operation is directly managed by MSC. This is relevant background because it explains certain aspects of how the department is structured and why some elements of operational consistency that you might expect from a long-established in-house department are still being developed and standardized. Relationship policies. MSC has historically had policies restricting personal relationships between certain roles within the casino department. The restrictions have included rules against relationships between supervisors or managers and cashiers, and between management and slot attendants. The rationale is straightforward. These are reporting relationships where a personal dynamic creates obvious conflict of interest and management complications. These policies may have been updated, and the specifics matter. Before any situation that might be affected by such a policy, check the current rules with the HR office or your manager. Acting on the assumption that old information is still current in this area is the kind of thing that creates unnecessary complications. Privileges on board. What cruise lines call privileges, staff access to certain ship facilities, crew amenities, and services, varies from ship to ship rather than being fleet-wide. What applies on a Musica-class ship may not apply on a world-class ship. When you join a new vessel, check the current privilege structure with your manager or buddy at the start of the contract rather than assuming it matches what you experienced elsewhere in the fleet. MSC is the world's largest privately owned cruise line, and it shows in both the best and the most challenging aspects of working for it. The family culture, the flexibility, and the absence of tip pooling are real advantages. The less formal procedures and the absence of a stock program are real differences. Knowing both going in makes the decision clearer.